Mike Rooley, president of the Belmont Shore Residents Association. I guess, you know, based upon what's been discussed earlier in the city council meeting during the consent agenda, and also based upon how it appears that city staff is facilitating, Mr. Dean, I'm really surprised that we didn't see on the council agenda earlier today that we were going to rename Cerritos Wetlands to Los Cerritos Wetlands to Tom Dean Park. I would have expected that, based upon some things I was hearing about earlier today. The other thing I'd like to say is that I've heard Mr. Conway speak about indemnification being provided by a LLC. There is no indemnification provided by an LLC. I've been working in the oil industry for many, many years. How the little guys work is they pump the oil out of the ground till there's none left, they shut it down, they dissolve the company, and they walk away. And you know, the guy who owns the land is the one stuck holding the bag, and that's the city of Long Beach. So don't even talk about indemnification, because there's no such thing from an LLC. If you're going to do a deal, you do it with somebody who's big enough, like Exxon or Occidental, the guys who operate the Thumbs Island, so they'll be around long enough to actually go for and have them do something about it. Personally, I find it outrageous that City Hall is even considering laying off public safety, fire, police officers to balance the budget when the city has valuable properties that could be sold to bridge the budget, but instead the city intends to trade those valuable properties for valueless wetlands. All the value's in the oil, it's not in the wetlands. Furthermore, I remind City Council and the public that Tom Dean, his associates, partners, employees, and relatives contributed over $40,000 to the past election campaigns of our mayor and City Council, with Mayor Foster and Councilman Long, whose district the wetlands reside in, garnering the majority of Mr. Dean's money. Considering this gift of public assets is even coming before City Council for a decision is testament to the power of those contributions. If this dirty, contaminated deal is approved by City Council and city employees are laid off
excuse me,
a result...
Gentlemen.
And Mr. Rooley.
You all should be ashamed to consider yourselves leaders of our city. If we're going to be getting rid of police, fire, and city employees, and we're going to be trading a valuable piece of property that could be used to bridge that and give it to somebody who, what have they done for our city other than, and if they've done such a great thing, name it Tom Dean Park. Your decision today will be remembered by the public in this next April's election. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please.